In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is born. Let us be like the Theotokos today. Let us ponder a little bit of these wonderful things that have happened in our day, in our hearts, just as she did. Because holy things are meant to be pondered. We should be thinking about things like the Nativity story, our salvation, why the God-man became man. Those are the kinds of things that should occupy your time during the day. Not necessarily always consciously, but it has to be something that is in your heart. This is important news. And pondering on holy things makes one holy. Because the only way you can become, you can understand these holy things, is to become holy. And only the holy wish to think about holy things. That might seem circular to you, but actually, Christianity is very circular. Because God wishes us to be holy, and we cannot become holy without Him helping us. Today we are celebrating the coming of the God-man to make us holy. Let's sum up the Nativity story in two words. Just two words are all we need to know. Abba, Father. Our Lord Jesus Christ came so that His Spirit would fill us and we would be able to cry, Abba, Father. But His coming into a manger was not what saved us. His becoming man, showing us how to live, teaching us how to live, and enabling us how to live is what saves us, if indeed we appropriate what He has given us. This is the Nativity story, that we, who are, as one of the troparia from the Forfeast says, are a desert, that we will be able to bring forth fruit. This is what God came to do, to take a barren desert and allow it to bring forth many children. And you know what those children are? The children are the virtues. The children are purity and holiness and knowledge about good and evil and the ability to choose good and avoid the evil. Those are the children that the barren desert of human nature will be able to bear when Christ makes it fruitful. He came, as another troparion says, to raise the image that fell of old. This is how we can call God Father, because our image that is broken will become unbroken. That the incompleteness in us will be completed. That the infirmity in us will be healed. Because the God-man humbled Himself to go into a cave, a manger of animals, to be born in obscurity with all of the powerful of the world not knowing anything about Him. So that we could learn of Him and be saved. You know, the entire Christmas story, of course, is full of great images. And many of these images have been commercialized so that we might be jaded about them. But let me tell you some of these images. Because not only does the Nativity story, which is told in the Scriptures and the services really serve as a commentary on Matthew and Luke. Not only is the Nativity story telling what happened, it's telling why it happened, and what we must do. Now, as a pastor, I find what's most important, really, is what we must do. Because the Lord came to save all, and yet not all are going to be saved. God wills that all men would be saved, but very few will. So, it must be that we must react to what God has given us, or else we will not be saved. So let's look at the Nativity story in the light of what we should do if we are wanting to call God Father. Abba, Father. The Lord was born in a manger and in a cave, in mean circumstances, among animals, not as a king, but as a pauper, and even less than a pauper. Even paupers are not born in mangers. And what does this mean? He is unafraid to take on our nature, because our nature is like a manger. It is mean and it is unclean. But our Lord, who humbled Himself to be born in a manger, is also humbled Himself to take on our nature. He was born unknown to the world. Later on, Herod would ask where He was, because he didn't know. The star was only visible to those who had eyes to see. And He was revealed to the simple shepherds, good Jews in the fields who were full of faith and hope for the Messiah. And yet the world did not know. What does this tell us? This tells us that although the Nativity story is known by the whole world, most of the world does not know God, because it is not understood by knowing a history. It is understood by having it occur in the heart, in stillness, in quiet, in the night. And that is how we must be if we are to cry, Abba, Father. Now, when the Magi came and they venerated and worshipped the Christ child and gave Him gifts, they were told in a dream to go back to their country a different way, to not go back to Herod, because Herod wanted to kill the child. And so they departed to their country another way. We must understand that nothing is superfluous in the Scriptures. This is, for us, really, a critical part of the Nativity story. In fact, I would say that nothing has any meaning about our Lord's incarnation unless we follow the way that the Magi followed. That is, to depart to our country another way. To change the kind of person we are. To change what our values are, our priorities are. To change what's important to us. To become holy, because God has called us to be holy. God didn't call us just to be forgiven of our sins. I've told you this many times. How can it be that God would only become man so that we would be forgiven of our sins? Sins hurt. Sins make you broken. A forgiven sinner is still a sinner. No, God didn't come just to forgive us. God came to raise our image that was fallen, to make the barren desert bear many children. This is the meaning of nativity. And it can only be appropriated by following in His steps, by seeing the examples of Scripture and of the holy saints, and following them, by returning to our country a different way. The nativity must change you, not just today, but every day of your life. We must live in the reality of the nativity. If we do not, then nothing that happened has any meaning for us. Because an awful lot of people know about our Lord's birth and profess to know Him, and they do not know Him. So let us not be like those people. Let us return to our country a different way. Let us be different people because the God-man came so that we could be changed. In a way, one could say that this is the beginning of our salvation. But really, our salvation was pointed to from the time that God cast Adam and Eve out of the garden. And He prophesied that the God-man would come. So, perhaps we should say this is the middle of our salvation. Because the Lord still had much work to do. He needed to teach us by His example, by His words. He needed to find those that He could mentor, that would be able to teach us, His apostles and disciples. He still had His passion to go through, His crucifixion, and His resurrection. Because teaching us does not make us capable of doing what He taught us. See, that's the difference between any human teacher and the Lord. A human teacher can tell you how to do something, but can't make you able to do it. The Lord can make you able to do it. And then with His ascension into heaven, showing that we would ascend with Him also. So really, let us say this is the middle. Now it is our part. It is our part to take the example of the shepherds at night, and the Magi, and the kindness of Joseph, and his humility and service, and the Theotokos who pondered these things in her heart, because they were important to her, to take this example and to live according to it. Then we will be truly living the Nativity story and not just knowing it. May God help us. Christ is born.